It's showtime. My blonde hair is everywhere. 3:17, it's my time to shine. 3:17, I don't know the words. 3:17, it was pretty cool. 3:17, on the last show. So here's me repeating my gimmick. Ching, Hey, what up? It's old Kenny here with you for a brand new episode of the coolest podcast ever, The Old Kenny Ho Show. How are you? I hope all is well. So, here we are. Standing before us is yet another spike in cases, yet another wave about to begin of the old Ronavirus. And quite frankly, I don't really care. What's the worst this thing can do? Wipe us all out? I long for that day. And come on, I got my vaccination. Most people have gotten their vaccination. I don't understand all this fear about the vaccines. What's the worst that those can do? Wipe us all out? Once again, I certainly hope so. I watched, well, not the whole thing, but parts of I Am Legend for the first time ever. Mostly because I don't like Will Smith. If he's the last man on Earth, well, that's great. Actually, that works out pretty well because I would have been long gone, so I don't have to deal with his big-eared, self-centered, egotistical bullshit. But yeah, that movie, I enjoyed all of it, other than the fact it was a Will Smith movie and that doggo dying. Spoilers, at one point his doggo turns into, like, whatever, the zombie things, and I had to leave the room. I had to excuse myself. I'm like, I have to be on a very important who am I kidding? Nobody in my family thinks I'm tough. Everybody certainly knows I don't have important phone calls to get on. It's not like, oh, I'm just gonna take this. This is my agent. They're like, you never got an agent, you failed actor. You can't even afford a dog. Why are you getting so upset about this fictional dog dying? Oh, hey, listen. I wanted to say I have a heart, but I'm like, I have parts of a heart. You know, whatever Cutter Girl didn't break, I still have that. Whatever Andrea didn't break and feed to her fat-ass, hopefully dead husband, I still have that, you know? And as for not having a dog, have you seen the prices? These people are crazy. I'm paying $3,000 for a dog. You know how many limited edition Hot Toys Baby Yodas that is? That will definitely bring me as much joy, if not more, than a doggo. Did I sound confident when I said that? I'm not so sure that's the case. You know, Baby Yoda's nice, but a doggo will legitimately love me back. It'll be the first time I've ever experienced such a thing. Oh, yes, I guess I was talking about I Am Legend for a second. You know, the premise of that, I guess it was a book first. I screw the movie. It's a stupid Will Smith movie. Yeah, it's pretty well done. But the concept of that story is basically the ultimate fear of what people have. Well, they're like the legitimate people, the people who are actually like thinking about it logically, and they're not just like ignorant rednecks of... Well, whatever race and creed, you can have a red neck under your brown skin or your black skin or your yellow skin or your... Is red skin like a really horrible thing to say? Because then they just changed the football team's name. I'm gonna lay off that one. You know what I mean. You don't have to be white to have a red neck. Or at least be a stupid redneck hillbilly. Like, don't get me wrong, there are legitimate concerns and fears about, a vaccination that was created basically overnight. the need for one arose a year ago. Sure, they're using like mRNA technology that's been around for a long time. But still, you're playing with a disease that's certainly not in this form anyway. Certainly, it hasn't been around for a long time. So I understand, you know, there's some logic to be had here in not wanting to get the vaccinations, but there's certainly people out there who are just like, I'm just gonna take my vitamins and pray to God and I'm gonna be fine. What about your sister there who passed away from it, oh, not 2 months ago? Oh, it was her time. Oh, God got big plans for her, so he called her up and brought her home. I'm like, oh, okay, great, yeah. Wasn't she a crack whore? Like, what, you... Humor me for a second. What big plans do you think the good Lord had for your crack horse sister? What was her name again? Her name was Abigail. Oh, that's correct. Yeah, yeah. AKA Scabby Abby, right? Yeah, what exactly are those big plans? Well, never mind that. I can't get into that. But I can tell you about my Uncle Cletus, who also got called home two weeks ago. Oh, I didn't know about Uncle Cletus. Yeah, what's his contribution? He gonna make meth up in heaven. He gonna make methamphetamines up in those pearly gates. So there's people like that, but there's people who I know who are definitely smarter guys than me who haven't taken it. And they have, you know, I suppose they're legitimate concerns. But that's neither here nor there. The whole point I'm trying to make is the great fear that everybody, or at least I feel like jokingly had, it's certainly my jokingly fear, is that it turns everybody into goddamn zombies. It's how the T-virus started, and I Am Legend, it's certainly what those guys who are afraid of the light, that's how it started for them. There was supposed to be some sort of miracle cure against, like, cancer or whatever. So everybody, it makes no damn sense. Why did everybody take it? Like, can you not take it if you get diagnosed with cancer? This is not, like, I suppose it's not a cure. It's like a preventative measure. So, hey, it's either take it now or risk getting cancer. So that makes sense, I suppose, if it was that, but everybody took it, and then 5 billion people died from it. And then there were a shitload of people who turned into zombies, and also a bunch of people who were immune to it, but then the zombies ate those people. So that movie, The Ultimate Fear, but unless your issue is that, probably just roll up. And even if that is your fear, there's a very good chance you're part of the 5 billion people who are going to die from this, right? That's how I think about it. I'm like, well, you know, for people who are afraid that this thing will kill them, by the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you know, I don't know how long this vaccination process is going to take. Who knows? Maybe upwards of 10 years. I don't know. I'm not in government, you know. You know, I've sent out a lot of job applications and resumes, and outside of the ones who can only be described as definitely dead end, I've really not heard back from any situation remotely even close to a government job with an upside, you know, or a government job to begin with. Maybe I can be like a janitor or something, but I don't know. That's a pretty... I've fallen from grace, don't get me wrong. I used to be, you know, the golden boy or whatever. But I feel like that's too steep of a fall. If I'm, like, cleaning toilets and mopping up puke and stuff, I don't know. I feel like that's too steep a fall. My dad will never survive that. He's like, oh, man, I wasted my life. I should have stopped that one. And I agree with him. He definitely should have stopped that one. I'm like, you could have given my brother everything he ever wanted. He could have been a spoiled brat. He could have been wrist deep in Asian hoes by the time he was 14. You robbed him of that. Instead, you spread it out. Now all of us are miserable. But yeah, if people are afraid of, let's say, that the I Am Legend situation, the chances are you're dead anyway. And even if you're not, okay, I guess the worst case scenario is you're immune to the whatever, the mutation or whatever. Because if you're a mindless zombie, then you're a mindless zombie. It's like the same thing as being dead. Although these guys seem to have a little sentience going on, they didn't seem to be completely gone. Even though in the movie, they're like, they have any semblance of socialization is gone. But then, like, the next scene, the guy seemed to care about his woman. So I'm like, I don't know about that. You're just making wild speculations here, Will Smith. Doesn't seem like what you're saying matches up with reality all that well. But let's hope for the best worst case scenario. You get the T-virus, you're gone, you're a flippin' zombie. The only thing you care about is brains. The worst case scenario, I suppose, is if you remain human in a world where everybody is dead minus you and like 1,000 people. And even though I've never watched The Walking Dead, I hear on that show the whole premise is, yeah, the zombies are bad, but the survivors are worse. Mankind is where the evil's at. And I'm like, oh, I didn't need a show to tell me that. I knew that all day long. I mean, I'm choosing puppies and doggos over people any day of the week. I'm already there. And I've been telling these people I know who don't want to take the vaccination. I'm like, listen, are you really hoping that or thinking that, let's say worst case scenario, everybody dies, I live because I was wily like a coyote and didn't take the vaccination. Now I can survive when like society is gone. I'm like, you don't even own a gun. At least Will Smith had a gun and an attack dog. Like, you think the world ends, there's like, let's say, conservatively speaking, there's 2,000 people who survive. I guarantee you, at least 20, 30 of those guys are going to be bigger and blacker than you are. You're not going to out-wrestle that guy for the last can of Chef Boyardee. And let's say if these reports are to be believed that like black people are way more susceptible to catching it, so there'll be no black people left. Like, I should isolate that one clip. Like, SoundCloud makes me do like 30 seconds or whatever of a hype now to get people interested. It hasn't worked. I have scored maybe a couple people from the Kung Fu Drive-In podcast. But definitely zero from the hype clips. But I'm definitely putting that as a hype clip this week. Because one of my most popular episodes ever was an episode called Triple Kmart. Oh, you better believe the Clanny came out for that. They busted out their hoodies and they sat there and were thoroughly disappointed when I wasn't praising tiki torches and raving and pushing for the death of all basketball players in the NBA or something, you know? But back on track, let's say this wipes everybody out, wipes out all the black people at least because they're more susceptible from it, and all you got left are brown guys, white guys, and Asian guys. Listen, brown guys, whether they're like the cartel type of brown guy or the type that strap bombs to themselves, like, how are you going to beat them? I mean, these guys will murder a hooker over $20 or bomb the hell out of somebody because Allah told them to. Supposedly, allegedly. It might have just been the psychopath leader who whose mama and daddy, whose daddy definitely didn't love him enough, you know, who's just spewing out crazy shit and being really thoroughly rewarded and being thrilled that people are listening blindly. And when it comes to white people, some of these guys been skinning cats since they were 11 years old. What the hell do you think they'll do to you without batting an eye? And Asian people, you know, if you're lucky, you'll get one of these, like, really good at math and nothing else type of Asian guys. All right, you can run over that guy. That guy is not beating you to the last case of McCain Pizza Pops, all right, in existence. But what if it's like an Asian guy? What if it's one of them Asian guys with blonde hair and a souped up Honda? Sure, most of them are probably half your size, but there's like 10 of them with 8 Hondas with very scary loud engines. So you know, I guess, you'll know they're coming. Just plant some bombs. You'll blow those guys up. But what if it's like the real deal guys who've been training up in the mountains of Shaolin, but then their souls were corrupted when they woke up one morning and their beloved Pei Pei, the girl he'd been crushing on, got married to some warlord. And, it turned him sour. And then so now he's just out to get his, you know. He's out there being like, listen, I don't need all these McCain pizza pops, but I'm going to keep them all. If I had been more selfish, if I had been more aggressive, I would be waking up next to Pei Pei every morning. So if anybody wants to take these Pei Peis from me, they'll have to pry it from my gnarly iron fist. Real deal Iron Fist, not some white guy. Knock off, son of a gun. You gotta try to fight that guy. That guy's gonna hit you with a dragon fireball or something, man. I'm telling you, there's no positive in being like one of the last remaining people on this planet. Like, and don't have these fantasies. Oh, I'm the last man on Earth. I have to repopulate with all these women that are left because men are more susceptible. I don't know that it is, but in this hypothetical, men are more susceptible from dying from the vaccine and the Rona. All that's left are women. I'm gonna get to bang all these girls. Fornicate and reproduce. Listen, how it usually works in life is all that's going to be left is you and a bunch of fat chicks. All over the age of 40 to 50 or whatever, that basically they can't have kids. And even if they could, you really want to have the kids with that? Like, if I was the last man alive and I showed up to, let's say, City Hall, you know, there's a radio call for all survivors to go to City Hall. And I show up and it is bare fat chicks. It is like a bunch of old hags, and there are like 47 cats, like each of them have 47 cats, and they all like look at me like a piece of meat, because they're so gross, ain't nobody juked them for the last 20 years. You better believe I'm running the hell out of that place so they, like, I don't kill myself there, so they don't like defile my body or something. I'm going to find the biggest stone, tie it to myself, and throw myself into Lake Ontario. The human race is done as far as I'm concerned. Looking down at the clock, I really didn't anticipate spending 16 minutes on the premise of I Am Legend. But I don't know, I think that was a fun little bit. So let's move on to something else. This was the other day, I was talking to my buddy Sheed. And we're talking about some girl we both know. And this girl quit her job recently and posted on social media that she had to quit her job because she just needed the time to be with the people who are really struggling during this global pandemic. Like, what the hell was your job? How many jobs did you have? Like, there's no freaking way that if these people are struggling so bad, so they're at home chilling all day, there's no way that you can't pull even like 3 hours out of your day after or before work to console them for whatever reason. So that's the first thing. Like, how many jobs do you have? Like, what are you talking about? Even if you work 10 hours a day, even if your commute's an hour each way, you still got the other half of your day. And secondly, more importantly, I suppose, is how soft are these people in your life? I understand, like, early on, even I was really struggling early on, mostly because my finances went to hell in a handbasket, right? So, but like the moment well, maybe not the moment, but like a couple of months in. Actually, it took a while because there was a lot of screwy things going on, like with my finances, even like getting support from the Trudeau government. It's like, oh, so do I qualify? These dates are saying, I don't know that I qualify. And so I was worried about that. And there was a couple other things. And so, yeah, okay, the first, man, tops 4 months. It was tough, but it was strictly financial. A year and a half into this sucker, if you're still struggling somehow, like to the point where you need, I don't know, like your daughter or your girlfriend or whatever, your next door neighbor, whatever the hell this girl is to these people, if you need her to quit her job and like be around so you can like cry or whatever, my God, get a grip. You're worse than I am. Like, I am bona fide, certified, testify, soft. There's no doubt. I'm not gonna beat around the bushes. I'm one of the softest, most useless people you will ever meet. Yet I'm not here telling my mama to be like, hey, can you not work anymore? I need you on call 24/7, just in case, you know, I get the case of the mental oopsies where I just need to talk it out and cry. No, I just sit here and let my mind do its thing, and I get caught up a lot more than I should. But you know, it comes and goes, and it passes, and I'm like, oh, all right. So this is a moment where it's passed. Let me just play some Marvel Avengers for a bit, and you know what also helps make it pass? Playing Marvel Avengers, huh? Like, if, you know, the, you know, sugar daddy was not so sugarlicious and, like, giving everybody 2 G's a month, and I'm here, like, playing games as, like, rent's due soon, and I didn't have any money, that's a problem, I get that. But when rent is taken care of, there are ways to deal with your, whatever the hell you're dealing with, your anxiety or whatever. I'm not suggesting drinking or drugs, but I am suggesting, binging Netflix, playing video games, listening to the old Kenny Ho show. I mean, I suppose maybe not this episode where I shit on people like this, but get a goddamn grip. And that's coming from me. I'm the softest dude in the world. And even I'm like, listen, you gotta ask a little bit more of yourself. This is just pathetic. And like, I know pathetic. I've been pathetic for like 10 years, okay? And Sheed's a good dude because he tried defending these people. He's like, well, Kenny, you have to understand, extroverted people have struggled with it a lot. And I was just like, oh, boo-hoo. These guys don't get to go to a cafe. These people don't get to have brunch. These people don't get to go to a club and mack on bitches. Oh, boo freaking who. First of all, if you do any of those things on a regular basis, you sound like you're a douchebag and you had this coming. You sound like a real hipster douchebag and you had to know this day was coming. When you live like this soft, quote-unquote sophisticated, artsy lifestyle, eventually things are going to catch up with you. This is a tough, tough world, man. Like all that shit I was talking about earlier with all the different races and the things they're stereotypically known for, you know, whatever, on this show, meant to be a joke for the most part, but it comes from somewhere. It happens. These things are real. There are scary ass people like that out there. Cry me a river. Like, God forbid people have to spend some time at home. You know how many people there are in, like, third worlds that don't have homes with electricity and, you know, a food in the fridge and computers and video games and what have you? Like, these people sound ridiculous. Oh, I have to be at home and just watch TV all day. I'm getting so fat because all I do is snack and order Uber Eats. Bitch, some kid in Africa is like, man, I've been living on the streets since I was 3 years old. Most days I don't eat. And the days I do eat, it's like some like leftovers from whatever a vulture didn't really care for. And this tree bark. Man, get it together, people. Honestly, this society does not deserve to continue on. I hope those vaccines turn everybody into a zombie. And I said it a couple episodes ago, I'm rooting for that meteor. Come on, meteor. All right, that's it. That's a wrap on episode 317. Toodles.